Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon. Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024, 2 p.m, and time for the second take of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. As usual, Mike Coates presenting the second selection of swing, jazz and blues. My opening track was Corn Sweetings. Corn Sweetings. And it was played there by the American alto player Michael Hashim. The rest of the lineup was Dave Newton on piano, Dave Green on bass, and Clark Tracy on drums. It was recorded at the CTS Studios in London on the 21st of November 1995. And I'm sure you would agree, a top-notch British rhythm section on that disc. From a small group to a big band, and mainly a Swedish one at that. In the lineup, you will discern some Swedish musicians of international repute. It also enables me to introduce some glamour into the show. No disrespect to John Yule. This is Sister Sadie, and we have on cornet Nat Adderley, and amongst the, shall we say, international Swedes, I've picked out Arne Domnieris on alto, Aki Persson on trombone, Rolf Blomqvist tenor, George Reeder on bass, and Rolf Larsson on drums. The leader of this group is Harry Arnold, and he's been on the scene in Sweden for very many years. This is Sister Sadie, and it was recorded in Stockholm on the 21st of November 1960. Yes, Sister Sadie strutting her stuff with a group of mainly Swedish musicians. Quite a surprise, I think, for the next selection. You don't quite expect, normally, to experience Pee Wee Russell mixing it with John Coltrane. Nevertheless, on Pee Wee's 1962 album, New Groove, Pee Wee's interpretation of the Coltrane composition Red Planet shows Mr. Russell more than capable of holding his own away from Eddie Condon and similar environments. With Pee Wee Russell, playing clarinet of course, on this track is Marshall Brown, val trombone and bass trumpet, rather unusual that, Russell George on bass and Roland Berg on drums. This was recorded in New York City on the 4th of December 1962. John Coltrane's Red Planet. Thank you. if you had been fortunate enough, as I was, to have been sat in the City Hall, Sheffield, on Thursday, the 10th of October, 1957, you would have heard this.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. Thank you. We'd like to take this opportunity now and present to you a young fellow that's created quite a sensation in the States. On bass, Jack Lesberg. Lullaby of the Leaves, Jack Lesberg.
Although recorded some 27 days after the concert in Sheffield, that Paris recording does give a pretty good idea as to the music played at the Sheffield venue. The announcer introducing the Jack Lesberg feature, Lullaby of the Leaves, was Earl Hines. And it was Earl Hines, of course, on the previous track playing his celebrated boogie-woogie on the St. Louis Blues. I realised that that was 67 years ago, but it was a memorable concert, not the least of the reasons being that up to that time, visiting Americans were pretty thin on the ground. And really, that was one of the concerts that started what has since been then some wonderful jazz made by all manner of visiting musicians from various countries, certainly not the least being the States. The lineup, the full lineup on that, was Max Kaminski on trumpet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Peanuts Hucko clarinet, Earl Hines piano, Jack Lesberg bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. And as I mentioned, that was recorded at the Olympia Theatre in Paris on the 6th of November 1957. It seems to me that there are some jazz performers who are tailor-made to perform together. Vibes player Gary Burton and tenor master Stan Getz combine well at this concert they gave at Carnegie Hall in Manchester. The accompanying musicians are Gene Cherico on bass and Joe Hunt on drums. Recorded in New York City, Carnegie Hall, on the 9th of October 1964, this is Grandfather's Waltz.
Thank you.
Grandfather's Waltz with Stan Getz and Gary Burton. You're listening to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Mike Coates, your host until 3 p.m. The classic swing period has not been represented for a couple of weeks on Swing Time, so I intend to redress the balance now. So a couple of tracks from band leaders, or from a brand leader, not known so much in his own right, but certainly as an Afro-American responsible for supervising orchestras, accompanying top star jazz entertainers from the period, especially Louis Armstrong in the 1930s. The band leader is Louis Russell, and we've certainly heard his daughter, Catherine Russell, here on Swing Time on several occasions. Here he is just prior to the start of the swing period in 1929. Some very notable musicians, jazz musicians, on this track. They are playing his composition, Jersey Lightning, and we find in the ranks here Henry Radallen on trumpet, Bill Coleman on trumpet, J.C. Higginbottom trombone, Albert Nicholas clarinet, Charlie Holmes soprano, sax and alto, Teddy Hill on tenor, Louis Russell piano and director, Will Johnson banjo, George Pops Foster bass, and Paul Barberin on drums and vibes. This was recorded in New York City on the 6th of September 1929. Jersey Lightning. Thank you. My second selection is a session which was organised by Hughes Panassier. These recordings did much to stimulate interest once more in classic jazz and led to the start of the revivalist period, certainly in America and subsequently in Britain. Apparently, Eddie Condon was a bit miffed at the idea of a foreigner coming across to America to instruct people how to play jazz. And his famous comment at the time was, "Do we teach the French how to jump on a grape?" However, Panassier did collect together a number of notable and one outstanding musician for his session on the 28th of November 1938. This is the Tommy Ladnier and his orchestra, with Tommy Ladnier trumpet, Sidney Bechet on soprano and clarinet, Mesmero also on clarinet. The pianist was Cliff Jackson. The amazing, I think, Teddy Bunn guitar, a superb guitarist at the time. Elmer James on bass and Manzi Johnson on drums. Recorded in New York City, as I said, on the 28th of November 1938. This is Jardar. One of the most respected recordings in the Oscar Peterson discography is the trio record cut at the Stratford Shakespearean Festival. Indeed, for the guitarist in the group at the time, Herb Ellis, it was just about the best. So along with Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Ray Brown completes the trio. recorded at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival in Toronto on the 8th of August 1956. This is Swinging on a Star.
Thank you.
Well, the little hands on three and the big hands racing towards 12. So this is Mike Coates saying thank you for listening. We do hope that you have enjoyed our selections today. Both John and I offer you a warm welcome to join us on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM next Tuesday at 1 p.m. The music of Sibelius doesn't crop up very often in Swing Time, but that's not to say that it should not appear at all. Indeed, throughout the entire history of jazz, the musicians have used all manner of musical forms to include in their presentations of our music. A Wayne Shorter album, The Soothsayer, allows us to hear Sibelius's quite well-known piece, Valse Triste. Although recorded in 1965, the album was not released for another further 15 years or so, and authorities have suggested that this was because Wayne Shorter was concentrating a great deal on his work with Weather Report. Here, though, is Wayne Shorter's group playing Sibelius's Valse Triste with Freddie Hubbard trumpet, James Spaulding on alto, Wayne Shorter on tenor, of course, McCoy Tyner piano, Ron Carter bass and Tony Williams drums. This was recorded in the Van Gelder studio in New Jersey on the 4th of March 1965. Valse Triste.